from London, BBC Caribbean Report.
The OECD extends its tax compliance deadline for offshore financial centers. St. Lucia says no to an Eastern Caribbean mission to Libya, and Barbados wants an apology for slavery. I'm Bertram Niles, and this is BBC Caribbean Report. The Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development, the OECD, says it will not now publish a list of uncooperative tax centers until the end of November. That's a four-month extension. The OECD had given offshore financial jurisdictions until yesterday to bring their tax regimes in line with its requirements or face being included on a so-called name and shame list. A brief statement said that the deadline will be changed without elaborating. It has emerged that the new date is November the 30th, but even that is subject to confirmation as further OECD action is being held up by a dispute between Britain and Spain over Gibraltar. The British-administered territory, which is claimed by Spain, is listed along with several Caribbean destinations as a tax haven. Notwithstanding the holdup, OECD spokesman Nicholas Bray told me they were still hoping that countries would agree to reform their regulatory offshore regimes before the new deadline expires.
I think we are still looking forward to cooperation to deal with what we consider to be a global issue.